T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A fatal motorcycle crash in the Riverside area. We have the story.
6 staff members test positive for COVID-19 at Heart Spring. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Some events will still go on at this year's Kansas State Fair. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms continue to weaken as they track from west to east across southern Kansas, but get set for a hot and humid afternoon. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
A man is dead after a motorcycle accident in the Riverside area of Wichita Monday evening. Crash happened in the 1300 block of Museum Boulevard. Police say the motorcycle crashed in the streets.
Upon arrival, officers located a motor vehicle that was involved in an accident with a single occupant. EMS arrived on scene, and that individual was pronounced deceased due to injuries during the traffic accident.
Police Sergeant Matt Balthazar said investigators were interviewing witnesses to determine what caused the crash. No name has been released.
The Kansas State Fair will not take place as expected this year, but that doesn't mean it will be a complete washout.
While the Midway and Grandstand will be silent at this year's fair, the animal shows will still be taking place. State Fair Competitive Events Director Jenna Galloway tells KSN News the board decided to carry on with the animal shows.
It's a time-sensitive thing. You can only show them at a certain age. And youth especially have put a lot of money, work, and time into preparing their animals.
Officials say they plan to stagger some of the events over 3 weekends, beginning with the Labor Day weekend. They also plan to hold some horse shows during the regular week of the fair. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Heart Spring in Wichita says 6 staff members tested positive for COVID-19 in its residential school.
On July 7th, Heart Spring notified employees and families of the initial positive test. After being sent home to quarantine due to contact with the original staff member, the other 5 employees were tested for COVID-19 per the organization's requirements. While the Heart Spring leadership team does not believe the residential school employees have had contact with any outpatient clients or staff, Heart Spring Pediatric and Autism Services departments will be temporarily closed starting today until further notice. During this time, all Heart Spring staff will be tested for COVID-19 and additional campus-wide sanitation will take place. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Police officers come under fire in New Orleans.
Police say they were just standing on a New Orleans street when they were approached by individuals on foot who began to fire at them. A 10-year-old child was killed and 2 teenagers wounded by gunfire.
The 15, maybe 16-year-old female sustained a gunshot wound to the stomach. 13-year-old sustained a gunshot wound to the leg. And unfortunately, our 10-year-old victim is deceased with a gunshot wound to the head.
New Orleans Police Chief Sean Ferguson adds, there's no known motive yet and no suspects either. Sal Chiangrasso, Fox News.
And police later said that a 4th person was shot, that person's condition unknown.
A huge party a couple of weeks ago in Michigan has turned into a serious coronavirus outbreak.
This party outside of Ann Arbor was held on July 2nd and 3rd, and since then, contact tracers have identified what they call exposed close contacts, which included people who had close face-to-face conversations for up to 15 minutes or more with someone infected with coronavirus. Tracers say that happened some 66 times, and now 43 coronavirus cases are linked to this one party. Local health officials say most of those infected are between the ages of 15 and 25. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer has imposed a mandatory mask mandate in the state with a penalty of up to a $500 fine. John Saucier, Fox News.
A lawsuit has been filed against Kansas State University and the Kansas Board of Regents. The lawsuit was filed by two former students who graduated in May, but after the university canceled in-person classes and went online because of the pandemic. The plaintiffs say they did not receive the benefits and services they bargained for when they provided payment for tuition and fees. They are suing for breach of contract, conversion, and common law enrichment. They are asking for a refund of the in-person tuition that they paid. KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Are there any cultural problems with the way the Kansas City Chiefs do business? We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Special deliveries in Northern Ohio. Three sisters give birth. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Last week, the grassroots Save Century 2 group delivered more than 17,000 signatures to Wichita City Hall on a petition for public votes before buildings of historical importance or architectural significance are demolished. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News the group did a good job gathering signatures during the pandemic.
They really adjusted got the signatures they needed. I'm pretty impressed, and I do think that they'll likely go to a vote in one form or another.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
President Trump's niece scores a legal victory, giving her the green light to promote her new book.
A New York appeals court judge has lifted the restraining order that prevented Mary Trump from promoting her upcoming book, Too Much and Never Enough. The judge rejecting arguments from President Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, that the president's niece is barred from talking publicly about family members due to an agreement relatives made to settle her deceased grandfather's estate. New York Judge Hal Greenwald ruling the agreement lacked specifics and clarity. A spokesperson for Mary Trump says she is, quote, sure the White House and America are looking forward to finally hearing what Mary has to say. Sean Langel, Fox News.
Special deliveries in Northern Ohio.
They say things happen in threes, and boy, was that the case in Mansfield, Ohio, where three sisters gave birth on the same day at the same hospital with the same doctor. A local newspaper says two girls and a boy were born on July 3rd within a 4.5-hour span. All three sisters had their deliveries induced. According to the Associated Press, the odds of three sisters giving birth on the same day is 1 in 50 million. Pam Husso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Let's get an update on the traffic here on the Tuesday morning commute. And we do have a situation with some power lines down, and they are across the roadway, apparently. This is southwest of Wichita, a little bit to the southwest of Schulte, near 151st West and 47th South, just a little bit to the east of that location. We've got some power lines down in the roadway, and the folks at Westar Evergy and Evergy and utility crews are headed to the scene to check that out and get that fixed. That's a traffic update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
We're probably going to call it Westar for the next 15-20 years.
Yeah, I need to stop doing that.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will gradually weaken here this morning. We become mostly sunny, hot and humid this afternoon, a bit breezy with a high 96, and a heat advisory goes into effect. Late tonight, along a frontal boundary, some thunderstorms will form. A few of those strong are low 72. Tomorrow's high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a mostly cloudy sky, east wind at 12 miles per hour and 73 degrees. Now, if you weren't up early this morning, you missed the very light rain that came through the Sedgwick County for a little bit there. And it was a line of showers that stretched, quite a few miles north and south across the state, moving through the east from the west. And it didn't, wasn't much here. It looked like there might be some, but there wasn't much to it. So it just kept moving along. Oh, the Monarch back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio, the Monarch in Delano. If you haven't tried their, what does she call that? Baked potato salad? Baked potato salad at the Monarch? That's my favorite dish down there. It's absolutely fantastic. So there you go. On this date, this is July 14th, Ed, on this date in 1933, Popeye the Sailor appeared in his first cartoon. And I've made no secret of this over the year. That's my favorite cartoon character. I can't exactly tell you why, except for the fact that here's this really kind of a scrawny little guy with great big forearms. I mean, for crying out loud.
Like Steve Garvey.
Yeah, huge. Yeah, Steve Garvey used to play for the Dodgers. And this guy was always, he'd have a little trouble there. He was always in a great mood and temperament.
Yeah.
Dancing along and whatnot. But all of a sudden, this big Bluto guy would start picking on him or stealing his girlfriend olive oil. And all of a sudden,
some sort of a scrape.
The same script worked every time. Popeye was either tied up or knocked down or subdued in some way and looked like the end of the line for him. But he would somehow get himself a great big can of spinach, pop it open, and away he would go. He'd get big, and then he would just start pounding.
That would give him the energy to extricate himself from whatever predicament he found himself.
I guess I identified that with that because I was kind of small and scrawny when I was young and kind of hoped that maybe if I ate enough spinach, I would get something besides diarrhea, maybe get bigger and stronger. I like spinach, though, and I like Popeye. Popeye's my favorite. There's no doubt about it. All right, Ted, 8:13, Steve and Ted. And the story about the Kansas State Fair today.
Yeah.
The fair as such is not going to go on, but they're going to do competition with the animals.
They'll still have the kids doing their animals, 4-H type stuff.
And this fair's been going on for, 104
Long
years?
Long time.
And this is the first time we've had to cancel it for any reason. Always look forward to that. As a youngster going to the fair in Hutchinson, my dad, I remember one of my earliest memories, my dad was, he was up there. Of course, he worked for Standard Oil, and they had a booth or something up there, and he took me up there with him I don't know how I got out of school, but got a day off, got to go up to school. And I remember that there was a guy there who's a young guy running for, I think he was running for the Congress, for House of Representatives. Young, dark-haired guy named Bob Dole. I was up there looking for votes, and I remember that. One of my earliest memories, do you have any memories of the fair? Chime in if you got one, but I do have another memory. When I was little, they had a TV show on at noontime, and I can't remember what they called it, but the host's name was Ollie Henry.
Yep.
And this guy showed, I don't know, cartoons or something. I don't remember exactly, but he'd have these sandwiches that he made out of peanut butter and bananas that were just
really
awful. And he kind of had the shakes, you know. But he would show these. If you sent him in a picture that you drew, you're a kid,
mm-hmm,
he would put those up and show them on camera and sit and mention your name.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
So I found that out, and pretty soon I'm flooding him with my homemade pictures of baseball players, cowboys.
Yeah?
And I'm getting a lot of...
Did they all make it on the air?
A lot of them got on.
Okay, a lot of them
air.
Got on. All right.
So we're up there in Hutch, and I don't know, I'm seven years old. My dad said, "You want to meet Ollie Henry?" I said, "Is he here?" I said, "Yeah, he's right over there." So I went over, and of course, I was very, very shy. My dad says, "Mr. Henry, this is Steve. Steve, and he sometimes he sends you a picture." He says, "Oh, you're him? Oh, yeah, I love your pictures." I mean, and I'll tell you what.
Pretty sweet.
Felt like I was 10 feet tall.
I bet you did.
Ollie liked my pictures. But anyway, that's one of my memories.
That's pretty cool.
Special memories from the fair? A lot of us went up there when we were kids.
I have not been a frequent fair goer over the years. I've been a few times.
Yeah.
I always found it fun.
Yeah.
Anytime I've gone up there, it's been a fun day.
Yeah, and you can, not only the Midway and things like that, but I always liked, as a city kid, I like to look at the farm.
I love going through all the animal exhibits.
And the animal exhibits.
I love doing
the
that.
The great big bulls and the chickens and the rabbits.
And all that's just fascinating.
Butter sculpture. I remember the
butter sculpture every year.
Butter sculpture of Ike and Mamie Eisenhower one year. Well, we're not going to do that this year.
Not this year. Not a good idea.
Gosh, one of those things with the pandemic.
And, of course, the ride, Ye Olde Mill.
The Olde Mill, you bet. And there were some great places to eat in there, like the Catholic Church or the Guadalupe's or somebody. They'd have these great Mexican food, all kinds of food there, too.
Yeah, and
funnel cakes.
There's that one place, that one charitable organization that does the chicken and noodles every year. People just pack in there for that.
Wow. Well,
Not going to happen this
and
year.
It's a huge blow to Hutchinson. They've had two of their biggest things go by the wayside this year, the JUCO National Men's Basketball Tournament.
Wow.
And now the State Fair. That's,
well,
those
you talk
are two
about
of the
and that was something
annual.
I wanted to mention. Thanks for bringing that up, because I'm talking about the fact that those two things, when it comes to the community of Hutchinson, I love Hutch, and these are huge development
two
things.
Two massive events that they have
for
every
Reno
year.
County.
Neither of them are going to happen.
Yeah, that's not
going to
happen. Huh. All right, let's get this pandemic over and get back to normal. We can declare it over one of these days, but we better wait till we get a little bit better reports on how people are coming back and not getting sick anymore. It's coming up on 8:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS Sports Time.
While Washington's NFL team announced
about
today,
that.
It is
there
retiring
you go.
The nickname.
Going there. Sports Time with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we'll talk about as pressure is put on sports franchises and teams to change controversial names. The Atlanta Braves sending a letter to their fan base over the future of the franchise.
While Washington's NFL team announced today that it is retiring the nickname Redskins, Major League Baseball's Atlanta Braves will remain as such. The team said so in a letter to season ticket holders, writing, "We have great respect and reverence for our name, and the Native American communities that have held meaningful relationships with us do as well. We will always be the Atlanta Braves." But what about that tomahawk chop and accompanying war cry that fans display at Braves home games, like the longtime tradition also seen and heard at games at Florida State University and for the Kansas City Chiefs? The Braves say they are listening to Native American groups, fans, players, and alumni to, quote, ensure we are making an informed decision on this part of our fan experience. Jared Max, Fox News.
See how that all transpires as this cultural environment continues.
Yeah.
The National Football League is trying to keep its players healthy, revealing efforts to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 on the field.
The Oakley Mouth Shield, a product designed by Oakley in collaboration with doctors and engineers from the NFL and the NFL Players Association to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus on the field, is expected to be distributed to all 32 teams over the next week. Plastic sheets extend down from the Oakley eyewear and then attach to the face guard. There are airways and an opening on the mouth shield, but none that allow direct transmission of droplets. Now, according to the NFL, the two biggest concerns to date have been visibility and breathability for players. They're currently awaiting feedback from the LA Rams and LA Chargers, who were the first to receive these shields. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And of course, some other NFL news we've been talking about this week. The Washington Redskins getting rid of that nickname, and we'll be making a change. Some thoughts on that on Freddie and Fitzsimmons over on Sports Radio KFH from Brom Weinstein, ESPN 630 in D.C.
You know, if you walk around Washington, D.C., there's a ton of people wearing their colors and their jerseys and their hats and the logo and all that stuff. You never hear someone yell out, like, racist at them. It's never confrontational. It's never intended that way. And I think we kind of know that. When you get outside of the area, you know, you may have something here or there, but I covered the team for 8 years, was part of the broadcast team for a couple of years. I know some others will say that they saw stuff like this. I never saw a protest. I never saw anything about the colors and the name really come up in those situations.
Nevertheless, the Redskins are going to change their nickname to something else, yet to be revealed.
Basically, economic pressure.
They were receiving economic pressure from some of their major, huge, multi-million-dollar sponsors, and that's what has fueled this. Junior colleges are moving most of their fall sports to the spring semester. That's big news for JUCOs.
Yeah.
Cross country is still going to be held this fall, but that's about it. Everything else is going to the spring, and that includes JUCO football, as well as volleyball, men's and women's soccer, all moving to the spring. And winter sports for JUCOs will begin in January. It's the latest plan that the junior colleges are going with. And a couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to former Kansas State men's basketball coach Tom Asbury. He's 75 today. A guy that had great success at Pepperdine in the early 1990s. Hired at Kansas State. Had a six-year run in Manhattan. Although he never really could get things going. He never won a postseason game as head coach at K-State. 0-1 in the NCAA tournament and missed a couple of NIT chances for wins there.
Wow.
And then he had a second stint at Pepperdine and is now retired. Tom Asbury, former K-State basketball coach, 75 today. And happy birthday to former baseball player, former member of the Wichita Arrows, Pepe Frias is 72 today. Infielder from the Dominican Republic. Spent 9 years in the big leagues, most of that with the Montreal Expos. And then in 1982, he was a player and coach for the Wichita Arrows under manager Felipe Alou in 1982.
Yeah.
And when my brothers and I would go to Arrows games, we would he would be coaching in the first base box, and we'd say, "Hey, Pepe!" And he would turn around and give us a big wave. Very nice man.
The beauty of minor league baseball.
Yeah. Got to enjoy Pepe Frias in the summer of 82. It's his birthday today. He is 72. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Joe Biden's record on race needs to be looked at. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.